Stay tuned. In a few moments, we're going to be talking to the man who wrote this song, Martin Phillips from The Chills. That's brand new from The Chills, Complex, from forthcoming album Snowbound. And the man who wrote that and was singing that, Martin Phillips, is on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Well, great song. Yeah, fantastic stuff. And yeah, really excited about the new album coming up. And also, some of us here at the station are very, very excited that The Chills will be making your first appearance on Waiheke Island.
Yeah, it's taken obviously a few decades too long to do that, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So I've only ever been once.
Have you?
Yeah.
So when you were putting this tour together, I mean, Waiheke isn't the only place that's perhaps a smaller centre that's getting a visit. What was the drive to visit some of these, you know, places outside of the main centres?
I guess for the last couple of tours, the one for the previous album, Silver Bullets as well, we've been trying to sort of do the main centres and just start getting out again like we used to, particularly in the 80s. It really, I mean, sort of sounds a bit mercenary saying it paid off, but it was just great getting out and actually getting to heartland New Zealand a bit. And you know, I guess sometimes the main centres can be a wee bit kind of we were blah, they've seen everything, whereas people really appreciate you making the effort and getting out in the smaller places.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement here, I'll tell you. So the new album, I mean, the Chills, I mean, you were still active and still writing, I suppose, but there was a long time where there wasn't material, a gap of perhaps a decade before Silver Bullets came out. But it sounds like you have some kind of renewed energy now.
Yeah, I think a lot of things fell into place. I mean, it was not so much that we weren't active, we were just off the radar. There were little recording projects. We were actually looking at my catalogue the other day, and an awful lot of things came out on odd compilations here and there. But it took getting signed to a label, Fire Records in England, and there's quite a story behind that. And then finally it was kind of like floodgates opened, you know. It was prior to that, you could put a lot of energy in and not really get anywhere, and it was just getting a bit frustrating. So we weren't able to get overseas and follow anything up. And now we can, so we're looking at our third international tour coming up in the next few months, I think.
So it's kind of fairly well publicised that, you know, you had health issues over a number of years and things were looking pretty dark there for a while. I mean, when you were recording Silver Bullets and putting that out, which was, 2015 or so, I mean, did you have a sense that that was maybe the end, that was going to be the last record?
I certainly approached it like that just in case. It was really crucial to me that we weren't going to be known only for what we'd done in the 80s, early 90s, and so I wanted the story brought up to date. A lot of thought went into Silver Bullets. There were riffs and basic ideas on that album that sort of went back, in some cases up to 20 years, and it was good to finally tidy all those off. Whereas the new one is all pretty much new material written since then, so much, much more current. And I must say the general response to it has been that it's a step up from Silver Bullets too. So it's really great to have been back on track and not being kind of like a retro greatest hits package kind of thing.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I suppose in some ways you've got both of those things going on at the same time at the moment, haven't you? I mean, there's the movie, which is taking shape, and the exhibition in Dunedin, which is kind of a retrospective exhibition looking back over, you know, your music and life and that of the Chills, but at the same time this forward direction with the new record.
Yeah, exactly. It's all it couldn't be better timing. I mean, like you say, a major documentary about the Chills has been in my life has been underway for a couple of years now, and it's looking to be wound up late this year and released next year. The exhibition in Dunedin has sort of come about because of that in some ways. Just sort of, it started with a need for me to sort of look at what I was going to do with all my collections and everything, and you suddenly realised there was a lot of stories to be told with all the stuff here. So it's been very, very timely and a good chance to kind of, as I sort of mentioned, tie up loose ends and start moving forward again.
So in over those years, you know, when you had ill health and so on, and on the evidence of the new material, you know, the last album and these new songs, I mean, the melody, the lyrics, the hooks are still there. But were there ever times when you were worried you were going to lose that connection to the music?
Yeah, there were. There were a number of songs written during that time that are just, we sort of did a lot of demos of things, and some stuff that didn't seem to quite work like it should have, and it was very much a psychological thing, that because I knew the material wasn't actually going to reach an audience most of the time, it just sort of kind of killed some of the spirit, I think. So once I really realised I was back on the train and things could be done properly and I could actually achieve the sound in my head again, not just sort of like a rough approximation, then all of a sudden things switched over. Very subconscious, it just meant that all of a sudden, once again, I was waking up in the middle of the night with completed songs in my head or parts that were missing and that sort of thing. So the actual process kicked in without me sort of really knowing it once things became right.
So when you are on tour and when you're coming to Waiheke, I mean, with over three decades of material, how do you go about approaching a live show these days?
Well, that's a tricky question. I'm actually thinking about that today quite a lot because I'm rehearsing new material, learning how to play it, because some of the material was never played live before we took it into the studio, so we're working out how to do that. And obviously every time you do a new album, it's new stuff you're excited about, and you know, some people want to hear that, and a lot of other people want to hear the things that sort of triggered them in their youth. So it becomes more of a juggling act. But you know, we make sure that we always cover all the ground, some of the hits, and it becomes easier to put together a really strong set. So that's one thing. And we vary the stuff. I don't like going out on tour with, you know, one set, bunch of songs, and doing the same thing every night. So yeah, if something feels a bit tired, we drop it for a while. But there are certain songs like Pink Frost, which are enjoyable every night, and it's just always great to be part of that energy and that atmosphere.
Yeah, it must be a huge lift that comes from the audience. But I mean, it also seems as well that there is, although, you know, you've done a number of different things, but there is a thread there, isn't there? I mean, can you identify what that thread is that kind of is common right through from those early days of, you know, things like Rolling Moon through to Complex? There's something which is inimitably the chills to that.
Yeah, I guess I'm in some ways the last person to ask about that, because I don't recognise it as clearly as other people do outside. I'm just sort of sticking to the way I hear music in my head. And I guess the general ethos is I don't want us to sound like anybody else. The strange thing now is that whereas that made us kind of outsiders and very particularly damaging in the early 90s as being just outside of the extraordinary new noise that was being made everywhere, now we've reached a point where people hear a song and say, you know, around the world, they say that's the Chills. They spot the sound. So we couldn't be hoping for a better result from that. We've actually established a recognisable sound. I mean, these two new songs that have been released in 2 days, I've seen reviews in Spanish, Japanese, German, French, Portuguese, just all the stuff coming back from around the world. It's just Greek, Greece as well. So, yeah, people are excited. It's great.
Well, it must be heartening, I suppose, as you say. I mean, that period in the 90s where perhaps you felt that the recognition deserved wasn't coming, it must be heartening now to kind of get that international feedback and have people go, oh, the Chills, they're here and they're still essential.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's good. I mean, I think the 90s was kind of looking back a bit of a healthy kick up the bum, really. It was kind of, but you can't rest on the laurels. You have to be aware of what's going on. But at the same time, there are always going to be highs and lows. And by the 90s, the Chills had already had over 10 years of kind of very high profile focus. So it was time for people to kind of rebel and sort of say they were sick to death of us and what else was happening. But it's, you know, it's personally hard when that happens, because I'm not just churning out a bunch of songs. I'm sort of putting my heart on the line, so to speak. So you do take it quite personally, but you know, that's part of the job.
Well, look, thank you very much for spending the time with us this morning, Martin. And as I say, there's a number of us here who've got our tickets. We'll be up the front and really excited to see the Chills here on our home turf, Artworks Theatre, on Sunday, October the 7th. So,
and I think this time, as opposed to last time, I probably won't be flying over in a Buzzy Bee flying boat, which was how I reached Waiheke the last time I visited.
No, I don't think you will, but we're very much looking forward to having you here. So thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Great, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's Martin Phillips from The Chills. They're playing Artworks Theatre Sunday, October 7th. Tickets are available at Under the Radar. Here's another more recent song from The Chills. This was a single out a few years back now, Molten Gold.